From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. An online video released today purports to show a self-declared Islamic State extremist beheading Japanese journalist Kenji Goto. Japan and the U.S. are working to verify the authenticity of the video. Japan had said earlier that negotiations to free Goto had deadlocked. The fate of a Jordanian pilot being held captive is unknown. His family says they've heard no word from the militants for several days. President Obama is set to release his budget for fiscal year 2016 on Monday. In his weekly address, the president says it's based on ensuring more Americans get ahead in the new economy.
We'll help working families' paychecks go farther by treating things like paid leave and child care like the economic priorities that they are. We'll offer Americans of every age the chance to upgrade their skills so they can earn higher wages.
In the Republican address, Congresswoman Lynn Jenkins says GOP priorities are different.
Expanding opportunity, protecting middle-class savings, holding government accountable. These are your priorities, which means they are Republicans' priorities.
The GOP-led Congress is expected to reject the president's budget. In Spain, tens of thousands of demonstrators are rallying in support of the country's new left-wing anti-austerity party, Podemos. From Madrid, the BBC's Tom Burridge reports supporters hope to capitalize on the recent victory of a similar party in Greece.
Si se puede, they chant. Yes, we can. And they believe they can change politics in Spain. The party, Podemos, sits on the far left. They want to carry out an audit of Spain's debt and decide if parts of it shouldn't be paid. And they'll think about imposing a maximum wage.
The BBC's Tom Burridge. More refugees are fleeing embattled towns in eastern Ukraine. As NPR's Corey Flintoff reports, Russian-backed fighters are steadily capturing more territory.
Buses and civilian cars rescued hundreds of people from the town of Debaltseve, which has been under separatist shelling for more than 10 days. The Ukrainian military says more than a dozen of its soldiers were killed since Friday night. An effort to restart peace talks apparently failed in Minsk, the capital of Belarus. The chief negotiator from Kiev, a former Ukrainian president, said that the separatists refused to discuss steps toward a ceasefire and withdrawal of heavy weapons. The U.S. and NATO say that Russian troops are fighting alongside the separatists and operating advanced weapons systems to attack Ukraine. Russia officially denies any involvement in the fighting. Corey Flintoff, NPR News, Sviatogorsk, Ukraine.
This is NPR. Italian lawmakers have elected a new president, Constitutional Court Judge Sergio Mattarella. NPR's Silvia Poggioli reports it's seen as a political victory for Prime Minister Matteo Renzi and a blow to former Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi.
73-year-old Mattarella is a Sicilian whose political career began after his brother Pier Santi was murdered by the mafia in 1980. In a country of widespread corruption, Mattarella has a reputation as highly ethical. He was one of the first to raise conflict of interest issues when media tycoon Berlusconi entered politics 2 decades ago. Earlier, he had resigned as education minister over legislation that gave Berlusconi control over virtually the entire commercial TV sector. For Prime Minister Renzi, who sponsored the candidate, Mattarella's election is a sign that he's able to control his notoriously fractious Democratic Party as he pushes for sweeping reforms to stimulate an economic recovery. Silvio Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.
Serena Williams has won the Australian Open Championship for the sixth time. She beat Maria Sharapova in 2 straight sets today, despite battling a cold.
I definitely didn't think I would be here in the beginning of the week or the beginning of the 2 weeks, but it feels pretty excellent.
It's Williams' 19th Grand Slam title. The daughter of the late singer Whitney Houston has been hospitalized in Atlanta. Police say 21-year-old Bobby Christina Brown was resuscitated after she was found unresponsive in a bathtub this morning. Houston was found dead in a hotel bathtub nearly 3 years ago. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR.